It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Papageno's Tri-State Forecast, a partly sunny, less humid day today, mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, around 70. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, about 75. And Thursday, right now, looks like a chance of showers in the 70s. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. In courts in New York, our redistricting maps, they've released them after public review. The final congressional and Senate redistricting maps were released on Saturday's early hours, bringing the controversial process to a close and throwing the Democrats' bid for widespread congressional wins into uncertainty. The process in New York and other states has been under microscopes as Democrats seek to maintain their razor-thin margin in the U.S. House in a year where Republicans are expected to win big across the country. New York's Court of Appeals struck down New York's legislature-drawn maps last month, saying they amounted to partisan gerrymander in favor of Democrats and that lawmakers did not allow for predetermined independent redistricting processes that voters greenlit in 2014. The final maps were largely similar to the draft copies, with a few key changes based on feedback from communities other than stakeholders in recent days. Well, registration is now open for the Craryville Rod and Gun Club Benefits Scramble on Saturday, June 11th at 12 p.m. shotgun start. Donation benefits the Craryville Rod and Gun Club. Portions of the proceeds donated to a scholarship fund at Conakill Central School District. You can get the registration at Book My Tee Time, 2074 Under Mountain Road, Copec, New York, 518-329-4444, and you can book a tee time. Fallsville students flocked to a rally for the future of Roe versus Wade. Many of the Housatonic students participating in Friday's peaceful pro-choice rally at Housatonic Valley Regional High School said it's their generation who will be affected by Roe versus Wade if it's overturned, so they wanted their voices to be heard. Nearly 150 students turned out for 40 minutes to wave signs, cheer those who honked horns in support, and talked about ramifications of the leaked message that the U.S. Supreme Court may decide to reverse the 50-year-old decision that made abortions legal. Senior Avery Tripp of Falls Village, class Salatolian, was the lead organizer of the event. She and others noted their parents and grandparents fought for the basic human right to allow for abortions, and now that's being stripped away. A man goes missing in Connecticut, and his car is found burning in New York. The FBI searching for his body in Sheffield. The FBI earlier this month spent several days searching for what it believed was the body of a Connecticut man who went missing in late March. Sources familiar with the investigation and search say the agency was looking for the remains of Carlos Reyes, 20, whose family reported him missing March 28th. His car was found the next day across the state line in Brewster, New York. Police still consider the disappearance of Reyes, who worked for food delivery website application DoorDash, as a missing person investigation. He lived frequently and delivered in Danbury. When asked why his body would have been disposed in Sheffield, sources in law enforcement, speaking on the condition of anonymity, said police likely used GPS tracking of a vehicle that placed it at the Route 7 rest stop at the Housatonic River near Sheffield Pottery. Surveillance and other kinds of electronic tracking might have also helped. In Sharon, samplers from the collection of Alexandra Peters will be opening. The Sharon Historical Society Museum announced that Sharon collects samplers from the collection of Alexandra Peters. The public is invited to attend the opening reception on Saturday, June 18th from 5 until 7 p.m. A collection of 55 samplers from the collection of Alexandra Peters, the first in the series Sharon collects, will be on display at the Historical Society Museum to October 15th, 2022. In Massachusetts, a record round of $500 checks will be on the way to about 330,000 low-income workers across the state next month. The Baker administration continues to roll out their $460 million premium and pay program authorized last year. The first round of payments went out in March, provided $250 million to about 500,000 people. By the way, if you received a check last time, you won't be receiving a check this time. Out of Great Barrington, the latest round of funding for the African American Cultural Heritage Center downtown will bring a total raised to nearly $2 million. It could take up to another $5 million to complete. Mass Development and the Mass Cultural Council announced Tuesday the agencies were awarding $117,000 to Clinton Church Restoration, which is planning the center at the site of the former historic Clinton AME Zion Church on Elm Court. The Connecticut Public Utilities Regulatory Authority announced that starting July 1st, the amount you pay for supply will increase. The price changes will happen every January and July, starting July 1st. Eversource customers will have to pay $4 per month. Lucky for United Illuminated customers, they won't have to spend more for their payments. They're dropping by 0.5%. The price, by the way, is determined by wholesale market. It's deregulated, and it's been for about 20 years, according to PURA. They do not have the power to lower those payments. Advise that part of the Columbia County Department of Public Works' ongoing perennial efforts to replace and rehabilitate its aging, structurally deficient, or functionally obsolete bridges and construction replacement will happen, with Woodward Bridge carrying Columbia County Route 7 over a tributary to the Roll of Jansenkill. That's scheduled to begin the first week of June. Posting of a detour will take place, and the bridge is expected to close on or about June 13th. Construction should be completely done by September of 2022. Taking a look at some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region. In Sharon, the Historic District Commission is meeting today at 5:30. Board of Selectmen meets tomorrow at 5:30. In Salisbury today at 6:30, Inland Wetlands Commission. In North Canaan, coming up on the 25th, it's the ZBA regular meeting at 7 p.m. Inland Wetlands monthly meeting is on the 26th at 7 in North Canaan. In Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning meeting is at 7 p.m. on May 25th, followed by the Board of Selectmen meeting at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, coming up today, the Zoning Board of Appeals has their meeting via Zoom. Tomorrow, Economic Development Commission meets via Zoom. In Kent, Northwest Connecticut Transit District Board of Directors special meeting this morning at 8:30. Inland Wetlands Commission regular meeting comes up today at 7 p.m. In Sheffield, the Conservation Commission has their meeting at the Town Hall First Floor Meeting Room at today at 7 p.m. Village of Millerton special workshop meeting will be held on tomorrow at 6 p.m. Part of that will be the introduction for Local Law B, abolishment of the police department with mandatory referendum. In Dover, the Town of Dover Planning Board meets tonight at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. They have nightly dinner specials, a tapas menu, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 31,261.90, the NASDAQ at 11,354.62, and the S&P 500 at 3901.36. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.